had expressed very, very similar sentiments, and would like maybe to give it a final, just a little bit of a wrinkle, so to speak, a knage, to put two things into perspective. But first, somebody mentioned about the kashrus. The person that I was Simchan was my son-in-law Akiva Yosevich. Akiva has been affiliated with former Soviet Union, Jewish Conference of. I told Yaakov, run everything by him, you know, to make sure, because he knows on the ground. I mean, you can sit back with your idea, it has nothing to do with what's on the ground. So I really want to, I want to just express, to make it clear, that that's why I was so comfortable with it. Second thing is, you know, like I said before, I'd been promised this trip by an older Litvish Yid who knew every stone, everything. I was a little wary going in, and you know, there are common tourist sites, but somebody could help me with things that are very personal to me and knew every knage and so on. I really must say my experience working with Ellie was incredible, and knowing exactly, anticipating that, you know, the types of places we want to see and what we would want to spend time on and so on. So a tremendous session credit for that. Yaakov's logistics, I mean, even just listening to him was a nightmare for me. I don't deal well with logistics. And when he came to me 2 weeks ago that they have to switch countries instead of going this way, fly from Greece and go into Turkey and through Cyprus and somehow end up here, I don't know, like the with the visas this way, that way. Baruch Hashem, I'm very proud of his doing it. And even with the bumps in the road, are part of a road usually. And Baruch Hashem, I'm grateful to him for all the things
especially
we do. you know, he has done a tremendous amount of work in making some Seder out of a lot of un-Siddurdic things. I guess a final note in terms of a general perspective. So I first want to say a Sefer Ikrim and then tell over a story of sorts. Sefer Ikrim writes that Moshe Rabbeinu says came down from the mountain, he saw the eagle, and he smashed the luchas. So he asks, I don't understand something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Lech Reit Tishir HaSamcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him up there. I am sure there was no issue of not believing. So if you're supposed to break the luchas when you open up Avodah Zarah, then why didn't you do it immediately? So the Ikrim writes that in Adom HaShemir L'Riya, it's not only a question of believing, it's a question of how your emotions work through experience, rather than through knowledge. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him he knew the Avodah Zarah, but when you see what's going on, that's when the emotion, the Yecham Levavo. I grew up living these, hearing about these stories. I grew up with a lot of understanding and knowing all this. I grew up, my father's house was Kavn Elita, my shver was Demir and the other yeshivas. But for me, being here was a tremendous, experience in making things so much more emotionally meaningful to me. Even I knew about Ponar and I know a lot about it, standing there and like my son Yehoral expressed, I love pastoral, quiet forest. It's the type of place I dream about. And you stand and one half of you says, wow, it's so calm and pleasant. And one half says, you know, Tzakas Anovim and Kol Dmei Achicha Tzarakim, and you try to make sense of the idyllic setting and the monstrous things. It just boggles at it. That's the Ikrim. I guess if I can sum up what it meant to me in a way, there's a boy. He's not a boy anyway. He's a father of 2-3 children. Baruch Hashem. He lives in Silver Spring. His father died suddenly when he was 6 years old, 5-6 years old. He had an aneurysm in the middle of a football game. A wonderful person just collapsed. It was Nifta. I know this boy well, and he has a towel that his father used before that he's kept and holds on to it for dear life. And that's what he holds on to. He keeps it with him and so on. And he told somebody, I'm not close enough to have heard, but he has one memory of his father, and that actually of playing ball with him. And instead of having the tangible thing that he can smell, feel, touch, keeps that memory alive to him. And he's a one, I mean, he's a very well-adjusted, healthy person, but this is something that he holds on to just to give him that he can touch it, he can smell it, he can do something with it. You know, a lot, I mean, everything that I had learned about all these places, Kletzk and Nirvan, and Nirvan's Koch, and Rebbe Elchanan's Seder and structure, and Shema's depth, and Rebbe Chaper's intensity and Frumkeit, and all of these things, and Chaim Moshe's godless and pickles, somehow, even if it's a caver, even if it's the place that he was, the apartment, all these things is like that piece of real material that allows you to sort of to bring out the memory. You know, I can be sometimes cynical about these things, but on the other hand, yes, for me it was an experience that gave me something tangible to be able to keep that not memories for me as much as what I grew up with, to keep that alive and fresh. And I'm indebted to everybody. I mean, I was treated to this trip, and I appreciate it. I want to thank everybody here for having done the share. I feel bad my rabbits couldn't be here, but kach gozra, dashkocha. It's we're going through our own difficult period with that. But the Bez Hashem, we should all gain from it that whatever we do has a lot more depth to it, a lot more sense of what Kleisel went through, the Doris, how nothing that looks idyllic on top. You know, you never know where we're going. Bez Hashem, we'll be going only from good to better, but nothing, you know, nothing tangible means anything in the long run unless, you know, Shav Shaka Chaymer, Hashem Lishmaya Shav Shaka Chaymer, Bez Hashem, we should be able to keep with us something that will bring us a different quality of life.